Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports. Is being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And starting out this morning, taking a look at the state softball tournament that is going on in Fort Dodge. The final day of action will be today. Yesterday, Class 4A and 5A wrapped up their tournaments. And in the Class 4A third place game, it was Dallas Center Grimes with an 8-4 win over North Scott. And then in the 4A championship, the Winterset Huskies pick up their third state title as they climb all the way from that 7-seed spot to pick up the win. They knock off defending champion Carlisle. And they had to go a long way to do it. 11 innings of play last night before the Huskies picked up that win by a final of 4-3. And Jenna Young had two runs scored and two hits in that contest and five at-bats. Four hits in the game from Lauren Carter and also a hit there by Ava Loudon. Three hits from Thea Banning as Winterset picks up that victory. The win in the circle was from Thea Banning as well. She went the full 11 innings. Allowed 14 hits, three runs, just two of those earned with only three walks there in that contest. And then for Carlisle, it was Lexi Link who took the loss, going 10 innings of work before ceding way to Molly Hextra in that final frame. Had four walks, allowed two earned runs, two runs in there in the game, and along with eight hits, a couple more runs then given up by Hextra late in that contest. As the Huskies once again go to 11 innings of play, finally get that run in the top of the 11th to pick up that win and their third state championship as a school district. Also in the Class 5A championship and third place games yesterday, the third place game went to Ankeny Centennial, 10-0 over Muscatine in five innings. The championship to Cedar Rapids Kennedy as they knock off the all-season long number one ranked team in Fort Dodge. They're in their home environment. It was Cedar Rapids Kennedy 5-1, the final there in that contest, as Kaylin Kinney picked up the win in the circle, going seven innings, allowing just one run on three hits. So one of and then that one run was earned with a walk and 10 strikeouts there in the game. Jade Lynn Adams of Fort Dodge allowed eight hits and gave up five runs, all of them earned with four walks and six strikeouts there in the loss for the Dodgers. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, leading them at the plate, they had a two-hit game from Keaton Gerber, and then one hit and two runs scored from Maya Dodge there in that contest as the, once again, Cedar Rapids Kennedy squad picks up that state championship there in Class 5A. So that wraps up the tournament for those two classes. The tournament will finish here today with more action there in Class 3A, 2A, and 1A. So they'll have their consolation games and championships here today. It'll start this afternoon with Class 3A play. The third place game will be at 1 o'clock as the 5-seed Mount Vernon takes on the 2-seed Davenport Assumption. The championship in 3A will be at 2:30 this afternoon as top-seeded Albia will take on the 3-seed Williamsburg. In Class 2A, third place game played at 3:30 as the 4-seed Northeast will take on the 2-seed Loiza Muscatine, and the championship at 5 o'clock this evening as the top-seed North Lynn takes on the 3-seed Ogden. North Lynn at 25-0, Ogden out of the West Central Activities Conference at 21-3. In Class 1A, third place game will be between number 4-seeded Linville Sully and the 7-seed Lisbon. That's at 6 o'clock. And then the tournament will wrap up with the championship game in Class 1A at 7:30 here tonight as top-seeded Collins Maxwell at 21-1 will take on the 3-seed Clarksville at 18-1. That's a look at your state softball schedule as that tournament wraps up today at the Rogers Sports Complex there in Fort Dodge. Now, a note as well from the 5A and 4A play they released after those games were done for the championships, the all-tournament team selections. And in Class of 5A, the honorees included Abby Spohr and Sam Sheck of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, along with Maya Dodge of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Fort Dodge, a number of members on that all-tournament team as well. Haley Wills, Martin Lowry, along with Jalen Adams. And then other selections included Alex Honnold of West Des Moines Valley, Taylor Runchy, and Ella Schultz of Ankeny Centennial, Olivia Harmon of Muscatine, and then Kaylin Kinney of Cedar Rapids Kennedy was the team captain. In Class 4A, all-tournament team selections included Natalie Drake, along with Jenna Young and Bridget Stover, all of Winterset. Carlisle with a number of selections as well. Kennedy Preston, along with Meredith Hoffman and Aubrey Fernell. Dallas Center Grimes had a couple of all-tournament team choices in Molly Cooney and Cameron O'Brien. And for North Scott, Sam Lee and Rachel Henderson were named to that all-tournament squad as well. Winterset's Thea Banning was named the team captain for that 4A all-tournament team. So that's softball. Moving on to high school baseball, the state baseball tournament continued yesterday with a couple of semifinal classes getting underway. In Class 1A, it was Don Bosco, a 9-1 winner over Kingsley Pearson, and Newman Catholic picked up a 2-0 win over Remsen St. Mary's as they had to go to extra innings there to pick up that win in 9 as Newman Catholic advances. And in Class 2A, it was the top seed Van Meter knocking off West Lyon 3-1, and the 6th seed Des Moines Christian advances with a 4-2 win over North Lynn in 8 innings of play there in that nightcap last night. So the championship matchups now set for Class 1A and 2A, as Don Bosco will face Newman Catholic, and Van Meter will take on Des Moines Christian there in 2A. Now, the 3A and 4A semifinals will be played here today at Principal Park, and it gets started at 10:30 with the 3A semis. Dallas Center Grimes, a 2-seed, will take on the 3-seed Gilbert. At 1:30 this afternoon, the 8-seed Marion will take on the 4-seed Norwalk. And then the 4A semifinals in the evening session tonight at 4:30, it'll be the 2-seed Ankeny against the 3-seed Dubuque Hempstead. And at 7:30, it'll be the top seed Johnston taking on the 4-seed Urbandale. So that'll wrap up all the semifinal rounds. All the championship games then will be played tomorrow there at Principal Park in Des Moines to wrap up the shortened high school baseball season. Moving on there from high school baseball and softball now to sports here within the state. A report from a Kansas City law firm says the foundation of discipline in the Iowa football program allowed some coaches to bully and demean athletes, and many black players felt targeted. 45 current and 29 former players were interviewed following allegations of racial bias in the program. And athletic director Gary Barta at a press conference yesterday said that the Iowa way became viewed by many players as the white way. Iowa parted ways with longtime strength coach Chris Doyle last month. Barta remains confident in the ability of Kirk Ferentz to lead the program forward, and there will be no other personnel changes.
I take a lot of comfort in the fact that the report, after interviews with former student athletes and current student athletes, confirms that they share that confidence in Kirk's ability to move forward and lead this program.
The report says the program adhered to a philosophy that mandated conformity and discouraged individualism. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz:
as the review explains, many of our black players felt like they were not treated the same way as their white teammates. I was saddened and disappointed to learn those feelings. Before June 4th, I would have said we had a healthy program. The stories I've heard in the days and weeks that have followed have changed that.
Ferentz says he's learned over the past month that the Iowa program was not as healthy as he thought it was. Ferentz says while they are implementing changes to make the program more inclusive, it will still be based on discipline and toughness.
It's all about the delivery. It's all about the message. I think that's probably been the biggest learning experience here. And, you know, again, if we're asking our players to do something in the Iowa way, then it's got to be fair, equitable, and reasonable.
And in other sports, the NBA got restarted yesterday, and Rudy Gobert became the first NBA player to publicly test positive for the coronavirus earlier this year, beginning a wave of sports disruptions in March. He had a productive performance in the NBA's return to action, though, posting a double-double as the Jazz reopened with a 106-104 triumph over the New Orleans Pelicans. Also, the NBA marquee matchup of the night had the Lakers coming back from an 11-point third-quarter deficit to beat the Clippers 103-101. Anthony Davis scored 34 points. LeBron James had the go-ahead basket with 12.8 seconds left. He had 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists to help the Lakers move 6.5 games ahead of the Clippers in the West with 7 games remaining. Paul George had 30 points. Kawhi Leonard scored 28 for the Clippers in that loss. Also in baseball, Shane Bieber is off to a record-tying start to his season. He was superb in the Indians' 2-0 shutout of the Twins, striking out 13, allowing just 3 hits over 8 innings of play. We'll have a contest for you today here on the radio. The Cardinals are on the road to start a series with the Brewers. 12:20 will be the pregame here this afternoon with first pitch on the way for you at 1:15. And in the NFL, the Bills are the first team in the NFL to send their rookies home and hold training camp remotely after 2 more players tested positive for COVID-19. Defensive backs Ciaran Neal and Dane Jackson both tested positive, upping the team's total to 5 since rookies reported on July 21st. The Bills did not provide a timeline as to how long rookies would continue to work remotely. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.